Tonight's Shir Simon Lamed Beis, Se'if Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, and Chaf Gimel. Se'if Chaf Aleph, Kol Parasha Achar Sheyichtaveno, every parasha of the four parashias that are in the Tefillin, after they're written, Yikra'ena Heitev, read them carefully, Bekavona, with intent, V'diktuk, and be very exacting, pa'amayim v'sholosh, 2-3 times. V'yachsev yikru'enu koydim sh'nenu b'socha b'esa, and read it again before it gets put into the bayis. K'dei sh'lo tischalik parasha v'parasha, you don't want to confuse the parashas. So you have to read it to make sure it was written properly. And then before you put them in, you read them again just to make sure you're putting the right parasha in the right place. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Kuf Dal yikru'enu heitev. Read it carefully. Shem yimtza eza ois choser be'eza parasha. If you find a letter missing in one of the parashios, lo hi levada nifsala, it's not just that word that's posel. Elagam kol mashachre, everything after it is posel. Mishum shiyah shalo kesidu, because it's out of order. Ukada el bereisha simon, like we said in the beginning of the simon, all the parashios have been written exactly in sequence. So if you mess up one letter and a word, from that point onward, that's all posel. So it must be proofread, as you will. The notes on the side bring that even though Me'ikar Adin, the Sofer himself can do this, it's called Magia, to check over the Parsha. Lamaisa, there's a Sefer de Bnei Yoina that says, once you give it to someone else, a Yerushimai Mumcha, to be Magia. So you have one person doing the Safaris and someone else being Magia. Today, we have the advent of computer checking. And Tshuva Shevet Alev, Rav Rosner says that he believes it's important to have the parashas checked by a magia and then subsequently put through the computer. So he doesn't say the computer should totally replace the magia, but the metzias is the computer does a better job because the magia, who's an extra magia, might miss something that the computer doesn't miss. And he says, maybe it's a kasha, I'm not mechuyev to take a microscope and look for things that are nicker to the eye, it's not visible to the eye. He says, these are invisible to the eye. For whatever reason, they miss it. And the computer doesn't miss it. So he advocates having parashas computer checked. I am pretty sure today it's become a standard that they're all computer checked, I'm pretty sure. But he says it doesn't replace the Megiah either. You should have a Megiah too. The Shulchan Aruch says someone should read it, have it reread. But Rosner advocates that it's Kedai, it's worthwhile and a good thing to have the computer go through it as well, even though you had someone Megiah beforehand. Se'if Chav Beis. Toiv l'nasos ha'kulmus kodim she'yasir l'chtov ha'parasha. It's a good thing to test the quill before you begin to write. You don't want to have too much ink on the quill and it could ruin the letter. So basically, the sofer will write with the quill after he dips it on something else, like a scrap, and then to the parsha. But the first thing that is after dipping in the ink, he's not going to write immediately in the parsha. He'll write on something else and then into the cloth. Similarly, he should be careful before writing any of the Shemus Hashem. Likros kol masha kasa, to check what he wrote until then. Kadesh lo yavo l'dei geniz ayado, not to have to cause it to be Shemus because of the Shem Hashem. In other words, before you write the Shem Hashem, make sure everything was perfect until then so that the Shem Hashem is good. Because if you find a mistake prior, then you wrote the Shem Hashem, now the whole thing is geniz because of that. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Kufei, koydim sheyaska, before he begins to write, he should test the quill. This doesn't mean specifically when he begins a parsha. It's every time you're writing in the parsha, you have to do on something else first. Like every time you dip in the inkwell, you're going to have to do something first before you continue in the parsha. Sifkan kufa of Masha Kosev, and read over what he wrote, but also parsha, in that parsha. Below Halashofne, he doesn't have to worry about previous parashas. What he's writing in that parasha, he has to check before he writes the Shem. Sifkan Kuv Zayin Al Yado. We don't want it to end up beginiza because of this. Ukishet Toivel Hakulmis Lichtoiv by Es Hashem. When he dips the quill to write the Shem Hashem, Lo Yaschil Lichtoiv Oso Miyat. don't begin by writing the Shem Hashem right away. You don't want to ruin it if there's too much ink on the quill. Or maybe there's some hair on the edge of the quill. And then the writing will not be straight. And in addition, you have to make the ink on the quill kadosh terem sheyichtov Hashem before you write the Shem. L'chein, therefore, yechavin haniach ois achas milichtov koitem Hashem, he should have in mind to leave an ois that he didn't write yet prior to writing the Shem, uba oise ois yasr lichtov, and then he'll begin to write with that ois. So the notes on the side explain the pshat like this. When you begin to write the parasha, you should first test the quill on a scrap. And then you could write in the parasha. When you're writing the Shem Hashem, it's not sufficient to just dip the quill in the ink and then write on a scrap and then write the Shem Hashem. We want the ink on the quill to be kadosh, and the way you mekadosh it is by using the ink for the parasha itself. So by writing a letter before you write the Shem, that's being mekadosh the diyoy. It's almost like the idea of Chanukah Sam Mizbeach. You want to mechanech it. You want to use the ink first for Dovah Sheba Kedusha, and then I can use the ink for the Shem Hashem. So that's why the Mishnah was saying, leave over a letter, so you'll fill in that letter first, and then you'll write the Shem, so you are mekadesh the ink by writing in the letter before you write the Shem Hashem. If he didn't do that, so then he's up to the Shem Hashem, there's no letter to write before that. He should look back. Is there a tag? Is there an ois that needs a little extra ink? And the first use of the quill will be for a previous letter. Obviously what's written, just to make it a little darker or to sharpen up a tag. And fill it up with ink. The kaiser is a shame, and then he writes the shame. Let's say he needs more ink and he didn't finish the shame. What he does is he takes the quill and dips it in the letters prior to the shame. Shehem lachem idayin, that they're still moist. The yigmar hashem, and he'll finish the shame with that. But he shouldn't dip in the previous letters of the Shem Hashem themselves. The Yesh Mekin Litbol Ba'Oisus Hashem Asman. Others say you can. You can dip the quill in a previous letter of the Shem. There's no degradation. Kivin Shukadi Lahashlam Ba'Os Hashem. He's come to Mashlam the Shem. In other words, can I use ink in a letter of the Shem to Mashlam the Shem? Or do I dafka have to take ink from a previous ois that's not part of the Shem Hashem to Mashlam the Shem? If you have no choice, the previous letters are all dry. There's no wet ink in the previous letter to Chab. Then he has to dip the quill in the inkwell anew. And go back to find a letter or a tag that needs ink and fill that in, the Chanak said before, and then he'll finish off the Shem. And imagine he'll have to say another the Shem Kedushas Hashem and so on. The Kozehu the mitzvah. Now all of this is the mitzvah. This is not ma'akev b'dievet. This treatment of how we deal with the Shem Hashem and the ink should be the second use of the ink on the quill for the entire ois. All of that is the mitzvah. It's mitzvah and mufkar. If a person didn't do that, it would not be ma'akev. Se'if chav gimel. Imotza shechiser ois achas. If he found that he left out a letter, ein lo takono. There's no etzah to fix it. Shem Kain, if he would fix it, now they're written out of order. Upasulin, and it's no good. Bishum Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, V'hayu, Bahaviyasan Yehu, they have to be written in order. Vim Yiter Ois Achas, if there's an extra letter, Yeshlo Takana, there is an etzah, Ade Sheyigur Osa, if he would scratch off and erase that extra letter, Imhi Besof Teva, if it's the last letter of the word, obitchilasa, or the first letter of a word. Avamhi be'emsateva, if it's in the middle of a word, loy, then you can't. Mishum dekisha yigra, because if you scrape off the letter in the middle of the word, yenir kishtei sevas, now it looks like two words. There's a space between the letters. So now you're stuck. Sivkan kufchas takana. There's no etza. If you left out an ois, there's no takana. Behashlama to fill it in. Umari shemikana. So for parasha yeshem Hashem echokim. What's the case? Because from that point beyond, they're going to be shem Hashem. They cannot be erased. Because if they weren't, yigra ad sofa. You could talk to erase everything. Just scratch off everything to the end. Sifkan kuf tes. Behav yasin yuhu. The pasuk says, v'hayu. You have to write them in order. Perish. Kaseidu she'nechtov v'spat Torah yiyu kesuvim. They have to be written the same way they're written in the Torah. Sifkan kuf yud ois achas. If there's an additional, an extra letter, so then it depends. Beginning or the end of the word, just scrape it off. Then kasef teva yaser. What if you wrote an extra word? You wrote an extra S. A whole, you wrote the word S twice, right? Yigurena, scrape it off. And leave a blank space. If there aren't letters from the previous word that you can maybe draw out to extend and fill the spot. A blank spot doesn't passel. As long as you don't have the space that would mark a new parsha, which is a nine-letter space. So let's say you have the extra S, so you scrape off two letters, you'll maybe have a four-letter space. That's fine. Well, if sometimes there's a tikkun, even in this case, kigon, perhaps you can extend the letter from the previous word, the last letter, to minimize the 9-O space. Even if you had a 9-O space, which would be a problem, but if I could extend the last letter of the previous word, then that you don't have a 9-O space anymore, you're good. The Yois was even more. In a case when there's too much space and so let's say the last letter was a he or a kuf of the previous word. You can extend the roof, the top of the hay or the kuf, to minimize the space of 9 oisius. Even though by extending the top, the hanging leg of the hay and the kuf will not be at the end of the letter. It's going to be in the middle of the letter. Incapate the b'di'evit. We're not worried about the b'di'evit. It's better to extend the kuf and the hay so the whole parasha isn't possible because you have 9 oisius. Even if it means the leg of the kuf and the hay is hanging mid-letter.
Couldn't you draw another leg in and take the first one out?
I don't know if he wants to do that, because once you pass the ois, not shlo kasidim to make the ois. You can't pass the ois. So be mamshech to ois, you're not doing anything. Once you pass the ois, you have a shlo kasidim problem. Because of Pimagodim, the Beteva Kafula, the Pimagodim writes that if you have a word written twice, you scrape off the second word. Why? The first one is written properly. The first one is the one you needed. It was the second one that was no good. That should be the chatchila, the one that you scrape off. But let's say, when you look at what you have, the first word that you wrote, of the double, the previous letter, the end, the last letter, is a letter that's very easy to extend. It's a dalet, or it's a resh. So that would be really ideal to scrape off the first one, because I have a letter I could easily extend. In that case, it's better to erase the first one. Especially because Tam holds the Shir Parsha, it's 3 oisis, not 9 oisis. So then erase the first one, which is written by Heksher, erase that one, and then take the last letter and just extend it out. So you have to look at what you're dealing with to decide what's the best way to fix this up, if I can fix it up. Sifkan kufir aleph. She yigror. So you scrape off the letter that's extra, and that could be a tikkun. V'mifsel ha-parashim shum chok tuchus. There's no chok tuchus here. Kimachayin oisem aise begovat tevis oisis. You're not doing anything to the actual letters or words. You're just scraping off an extra word. So that's not chok tuchus. Sifkan kufir beis nir k'shtei tevis. If the mistake is an extra letter mid-word, you have a problem because it looks like two words when you erase it. Upa amim shetikun mo'il al yidei sheyigoreno v'yimshu cha'oishef ne'ashtmal yom kana. Sometimes there isn't an etza, even in the middle of the word, If you scrape the letter and extend the previous letter to fill up the space, you could go, and let's say, Lavosecha. Through Lavosecha. Shekosef mole vav, achar habeis. The sofer put a vav after the beis. It doesn't belong. There's no vav over there. Yigrarena, scrape off the vav. Veyimshuch habeis shelefnel. Then you extend the top and bottom of the beis. Shetamal makomet to fill in the spot. In the notes, he brings that the etza is to extend in very small amounts. A little at the top, a little at the bottom, a little at the top, a little at the bottom. So it shouldn't be at one time just the full top, and then it looks like a weird letter. Just keep adding little by little the top and the bottom until you have a long enough to fill up that space. Or similarly, if the letter before the erasure was a chaf or a dalad or a resh, if you could extend the top, and with chaf would be top and bottom, in order to fill the space of the extra letter that you erased, that's perfect. But what happens if the letters that are possible to extend are not before the extra letter, they're actually after it? You can't extend it backwards until you are going to erase the letter. The word sa'or. So the word sa'or doesn't have a vav. And he wrote it with a vav. Vav achra aleph, with a vav after aleph. Now the letter here that could be made larger is the resh. She'ef shalim shecha resh l'achra, but you can't move the resh backwards. Ach yigra ragla, techila. You're going to have to first take off the whole leg. V'nimsa shabit l'tsuros. And once you've done that, you've lost the shape of the resh. Ugash v'sakna acha kach, if you fix it afterwards, nimsa kaisra kasidun, na'esh lo kasidun. Ve'in takona. There's no etza here. Maybe you can make thicker the letters before and after it. Without changing the shape of the letter. As opposed to the case when the letters that can be extended are before the extra letter, that's great. Then you could always add to the letter to fill the empty space without detracting from the ice. So this is the point. You can never passel the ois and then move it back, because then you're already shlokas them. The only etza is to extend the letter before the space, or maybe make the letters a little thicker if possible. Ach yesh lehistapek b'matzos harishon. Shadino yeschas is a shah like this. The word matzos, the first time, it's not supposed to have a vav. Uksavim olay, the sefer put a vav in. Then he erases the vav. Does it help to extend the base of the tzaddik? Or since you're not doing anything above in the top part of the tzaddik, it's considered like two different words, even though at the bottom you extend it. V'chein, no saying. Take the word no saying. Shemishpagli was chaser. It's supposed to be chaser. It's not supposed to be any vav in the word nosin. V'chein hotziyacho, or the word hotziyacho. Im kasavo mole biyud ben sadik la'alef. In the case of nosin, he puts a vav after the nun. In the case of hotziyacho, he puts a yud after the tzadi. Because eliyesh lehistapik im yeshlam tikun b'harcha oislefav l'mata. In these cases, the shaila is, if I just extend on the bottom, is that good enough? In other words, the letters we talk about extending are always on top. The resh, the dalid, or if you didn't write the hey yet, you can make a long hey. And there, those are the standard letters we extend. Or a beis, top and bottom, or a chaf. But what about here, where I'm not touching the top? I'm just extending the base of the nun, or the base of the tzadi. Is that enough to consider that I've eliminated the space? If I take the previous letter and just extend the base, is that sufficient? If it looks like two words, because there's a space between them, in the main part of the ois, there's a space. The only place there's no space is on the bottom. So it's possible if it looks like two words. But let's see when I originally wrote it. I extended the base of the nun or the tzadi. And then the adjacent letter was written above the base. within the airspace of that letter. Could go on, for instance, the word ponai. So the nun, the base of the nun is not supposed to be very long, and the yud stands alone. Let's say he extended the base of the nun, and the yud is over the nun, the base of the nun. Oh, artsi, the same with the letter word artsi, if the yud is hanging over the base of the tzadi. Kasha, that's okay. Ki in the b'teva achas nichtavu, it's one word, and that's okay. It's not the right way to write these words. Lahavliya ois b'sech ois, to swallow one letter and the other. Kiyish machmir is a kesev armach by this.